You're listening to a British dressage podcast on behalf of the NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships. Hear from our class champions along with regular updates from the event. Thank you for listening. So we're here at the weekend of the 2024 NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships, and a couple of people here from Shropshire, Theo and Paul Charnley. Good morning, both.
Morning. Morning.
It's a lovely sunny day here on the Saturday. I'm here to talk to you about your horse, George. So, Theo, could you tell me a little bit about him?
So, George is a RSPCA rescue, so his mum was pulled off the side of the road and then George was born in RSPCA care, and he was 2 when we got him and he was unbacked and he's now 6 and he's doing really well.
So tell me a little bit, go back to that stage where you came to know about him. What was he like? What did you see when you first saw him?
He was quite timid at first.
Put a lot of work into him, did you? So cut to next scene. I'll have a chat with Dad in a minute. But cut to next scene. You're standing here in a wonderful British Dressage North and West jacket, looking very, very smart. Tell me about what life's like with George now.
It's very different. Yeah. So last year we went on to win 9 national championships, which was like a huge achievement. And this year we stepped up to novice, and that's going really well as well.
And he was Quest winner last year as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, fabulous. I mean, that's utterly amazing. Tell me about what he's like at home, what kind of a person he is.
He can be a bit cheeky at home. Yeah, but he's really well behaved.
Yeah. And what's he particularly good at now?
Everything.
Is he? Is he got a good brain and he listens to you? So what do you want to do with dressage? Tell me about dressage, what you like so much about it.
You get to know the pony or horse better, and you get to do everything with them. And you're with them a lot of the time because you need to train like groundwork or
So what's your day like? Early start?
Yeah.
Does Dad have to get you up early in the morning?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Not really.
But that's life with horses, unfortunately, isn't it? So tell me, you're at school as well?
Yep.
So talk to me about a day in the life of a typical schoolboy who is also interested in dressage. What happens?
I go to school at about 8 in the morning and finish. Well, I get back home for about 5 usually, and then I go to the yard to ride or muck out, and I get back quite late because there's so much to do.
Yeah, but you're clearly doing well. Yeah. But so, what do you want to do then later in life? Do you want horses to be part of your life, or is this going to be a hobby for you? What kind of things do you like?
I'd like to stay with horses for future years.
Who do you look up to? What names?
Carl Hester.
Yeah.
Like Charlotte Dujardin and
This is quite nice, isn't it? Because there's some really good riders here. Do you come and have a look round and think, oh, that's going to be me, I'm going to be there, this is going to be my future?
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Dad, tell me, from your perspective, how George came into your family and what life is like now with him.
It's quite crazy, really. So it was lockdown. So before lockdown, Theo was terrified of horses. Wouldn't go anywhere near them. And I used to ride as a youngster into my kind of late teens, early 20s. And then, you know, usual work, marriage, life just all takes over. So horses stopped. But I carried on volunteering and doing all the health and safety for British Eventing, which was my way of staying in the horsey world, which was fantastic, and helped run quite a lot of big events. thinking, well, one day he'll get into horses, not thinking that he actually would. Theo being Theo then chose the best time to do that, which was right in the middle of lockdown when you couldn't get horses. Obviously, the tap from Ireland and abroad was switched off because nothing could come across. So you try and find a pony in lockdown and it was a nightmare. And just as with dogs charging a fortune, ponies was exactly the same. So we looked high and low and couldn't find anything suitable. And I don't know why, we just looked at the RSPCA. No idea what sparked that idea, but we did. And there was this picture of a very scruffy, long-haired, lanky little pony that was George. So we went along to see him, and it's crazy, really. People would think, well, you could take them out of the stable and you could trot them up and see how they move, etc., etc. Not at all. Being locked down, it was a case of head over the stable door, look at the pony. Would you like that pony, yes or no? We had a lot of people around us. That, I mean, Theo had never ridden before, so and obviously George, being 2-year-old, wasn't backed either. You don't put young ponies and young children together because that's not supposed to work. You're supposed to go down the schoolmaster route. We opted him and brought him back, and learned very quickly that George had never been away from the RSPCA before. So he first time a car went past, he was spooking. Driving through puddles, he was spooking. Wasn't great having his feet picked up. I mean, don't get me wrong, the RSPCA had done a great job with him, but just life was just different for him when we took him. So I had absolutely no aspirations of him competing, because I just got a horse again and I wasn't having any aspirations of competing, and now I event, so that didn't last very long, did it? Yet 6 months on, Theo had to put up with me long reining him. Theo helped to back George, so it started off as lead rein and then long rein. I do an awful lot of long reining with George because I just love long reining anyway. But Theo had to be put up with being long reined for about 6 months of his life, because I don't like children and hands, and ponies' mouths don't always mix very well. So Theo wasn't allowed reins until he could control his hands. So he had some dummy reins to make sure he wasn't touching George's mouth, but he was holding his hands in the correct position. Whilst having Dad walking behind him with stickers down his back, making sure he was perfectly aligned.
Wow!
Which is a little bit, you know, he didn't mind, but, you know.
A fabulous start for both Theo and George. You knew what you were doing and did it properly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And it shows now. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's, and a credit to the BD youth system as well. He rides on the North and West squad. We have a wonderful trainer at home now who she's taken over from me, Sue. I trained Theo for the first couple of years, but you know your own level. You get to a point where you hand over to somebody else. So Sue does a fantastic job with him now. But the youth system as well, he goes to Jane Critchley and Guy Reynolds comes to us. And you, when you watch the youth kids and versus all the kids out there, you can tell the difference. And they're a massive, massively wonderful job with them. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind.
Yeah.
But a fantastic one.
Theo, you've got to quickly tell me, what was Dad like as a teacher?
It depends what mood we were in.
Okay.
So if we weren't doing as we should have done, it was quite tricky because we made it happen. And if we were in a good working mood, it was quite a smooth.
I like the saying, fake it until you make it, right? So... kids, if the pony isn't, you know, the pony's ability as a 4 and 5 year old may not be there yet, but the least a child can be is accurate in their riding, accurate in their arena, sit correctly, have correct hands, etc., etc., because then the easy marks to pick up. The pony might not
get
be wonderful,
right.
Get the basics right. So we have high standards with making sure those happen, which shows in his tests, which is great.
So you take the back seat now. So you know, your life, well, with children, your life is over. I don't want to be too melodramatic, but, you know, you've said you're eventing. Now, this young dressage champion in the making is your life.
Well, yes, but the problem is this young dressage champion also wants to drive.
Okay.
So George is with us for life. You know, we own him, but we could sell him if we want to, but we can't. He's ours. So we've started retraining him to drive as well. So Theo started driving with the British squad a couple of months ago. George not fully driving yet. He's got a lone pony to learn.
Yeah.
So in 8 months' time, once he's too big for George, we put wheels behind him and off he goes carrying on doing dressage, but driving dressage.
So, Theo, what driving? Why?
Well, we want to keep him, and we can't really do anything else with him that he would sort of cope with. So it's just a way of keeping him, and it's something fun for him.
Yeah.
But it also means having another pony. So, of course, we'll have three ponies sat at home. So he's dressed as mad. I cannot get him to jump. He won't jump. He's made to every now and again just to keep it fresh for the pony. But he loves his dressage, so there'll be another dressage pony coming along as well. So we'll be driving dressage and we'll be riding dressage. Which
you've mentioned BD there, the support that you have, and events like this. It's a great community to be part of, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fab. I mean, Addington, what an amazing venue. We competed here a few times last year at different championships, and it's just brilliant venue, but extra special. I mean, the effort they've gone to today and over this week is fantastic. So, yeah, and BD as a whole, they've been brilliant.
Amazing. Theo, Paul, thank you very much for your time today. Good luck for the future, young man. Keep the hard work, keep up those studies, and don't drive your dad to distraction, okay? Thank you for listening. For results and timings, please visit the British Dressage website at www.britishdressage.co.uk.